Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 165. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about valproic acid protein binding, answer the drug information question, how long after starting an ACE inhibitor does angioedema occur, and share a resource I use for writing notes. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode165. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode recently appeared in a weekly literature digest for members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week, I send Academy members a summary of the most important Critical Care Pharmacy articles, including my analysis of where the article fits in practice. The literature summary is brief, relevant, and presented in audio and video format. You can find out more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The article is titled "Valproate Protein Binding is Highly Variable in ICU Patients and Not Predicted by Total Serum Concentrations, a Case Series and Literature Review." The lead author is Richard Riker, and this was published online in Pharmacotherapy February 2017. Valproic acid is highly protein-bound, just like phenytoin. In healthy patients, the free fraction is about 5 to 10%, but only a few case reports exist in the literature that describe how this protein binding varies in critically ill patients. The authors of this study sought to evaluate the range of valproate plasma protein binding in ICU patients. The study was an observational study of consecutive ICU patients. 15 patients were studied, and the average dose was 3 grams daily. All patients were critically ill and had an albumin level less than 4 grams per deciliter. Total and free concentrations of valproic acid showed poor correlation and were concordant in only 2 patients. No patient had a valproate free fraction of 5 to 10%. The median was 48%, and the range was 15 to 89%. Free valproate was poorly predicted by an equation correcting for albumin. Adverse drug events occurred in 10 patients, hyperammonemia in 7, elevated transaminases in 2, and thrombocytopenia in 5. The authors concluded, protein binding of valproate is highly inconsistent in this cohort of ICU patients, and total valproate concentrations did not predict free concentrations, even when correcting for albumin. Additional research to define the best practice for dosing and monitoring valproate and the relationship between free valproate concentrations and clinical or adverse effects in ICU patients is needed. Remember, the only active drug is the free drug. And based on the variable protein binding of valproate in critically ill patients, if you see signs of valproate toxicity despite normal total levels, check a free valproate level. The previously published formula for estimating the free fraction of valproate took into account albumin and some constants in a logarithmic formula. I have it published in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode165. But given the results of this study, I would say this formula appears to be inaccurate for use in critically ill or ICU patients. The drug information question for this episode is, how long after starting an ACE inhibitor does angioedema occur? And the answer is, 2/3 of patients who experience angioedema after starting an ACE inhibitor have it in the first 3 months. This is according to a retrospective observational inception cohort study of over 1.8 million patients. If you encounter a patient with ACE inhibitor angioedema, remember, the first and only priority is to protect the patient's airway. I discuss angioedema treatment in episode 60. And the resource for this episode is the perfect writing instrument. I can't believe I've been a pharmacist since 2000, and only in the last year did I discover the best kind of pen to use. Ballpoint pens are always skipping on my progress notes and post-its. What works best is a fine point felt tip pen. The Bic Intensity Fine Point and the Sharpie Pen Fine Point are two brands that work equally well. They don't skip or bleed, and they're about $1 per pen when you buy them in bulk. I have them linked up in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode165. If you already have the perfect pen but aren't sure how to best write your note, check out episode 19, where I discuss when and how to write pharmacy progress notes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.